morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a cooler
yes.
Weekend. I think we'll have to talk about air conditioning covers.
Will
you
we?
You know, it's kind of getting to that time.
I guess. But there's, you know, October can also just kind of throw some warm weather at you. So, you know, it might be a little early.
Yep. Well, we're also the two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of air conditioning and heating. We're up three, 759.
Nice. Okay.
Moving. We want to remind everybody to go to our Facebook page to vote for the Community Votes London.
Right.
2023. It's very easy if you locate it on our Facebook page because you click on it and click nominate on the four categories.
Away you go.
And you can move on to the next thing you have to do today. we launched our new video that was on our social media as well.
Yeah.
And got a lot of comments on that.
We have been getting lots of comments.
Yes. And that's kind of the company story.
Right.
It's about a 5-minute video, so it is a little long. You know, get a coffee, sit
popcorn.
Down. Take a look at it, but it'll be broken down into segments coming up. But if you want to see all the founders and hear what they have to say, I think you're number one. That was the only thing I was.
Yeah, it kind of rubbed you the wrong way, right?
That yeah.
You didn't get to do the intro. I did.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask for that, right?
Yep. All of a sudden, I'm going, whoa, that's Steve's voice coming first.
What the heck's going on here?
I got moved to second. Probably going to get moved down as we go along. But, no, it was very well done, so we appreciate that.
It's these voice lessons I've been taking, right?
Oh, have you?
Yes.
I thought it was the curling lessons you were taking. You know.
Really? Yeah. Well, that's exciting because guest week was at the St. Thomas Curling Club this past week. It was good.
Yep, we had a lot of people. We apologized to about the 70 people who showed up
Wednesday,
and the ice was melting.
Yeah.
And because
a little compressor shutdown problem. Yeah.
The Parkside Drive's under construction.
Yes.
And the city decided that day they were going to disconnect the temporary water and hook up the new water.
Right.
And it shut down our ice plant.
Right. And it didn't reset. So anyway. So,
but we got it back up. Didn't lose.
No, it looks great out there.
Didn't lose it into the paint.
So I didn't throw any rocks, but I'll be doing that next week when I have my game start. Right?
Yeah. No practice. Just
no
right
practice.
Into
get
game.
Right into it. Yeah. So maybe cool. I'll stretch. I think I'll stretch.
Yeah, you better stretch.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll be walking.
Well,
like
Wednesday,
you rode
I'm
going to
be
horse.
Walking like a penguin Wednesday, anyways. Yeah. Let's face it, right? Yeah.
It'll be fun. But it was good to see everybody. And
it was.
If you want to come out and try curling, give the St. Thomas Curling Club a call or go to their email, St. Thomas Curling Club, and you can send in some information. But there's two Learn to Curl sessions, one Monday night, one Wednesday night. So you can, and they go for 6 weeks.
Nice.
And then you can determine if you want to join a league at that point or you want to continue and learn to curl for another 6 weeks.
Yeah, you looking for players?
I got five right now. But
five.
Normally, that's not enough.
I got four.
You know, as the age kicks in, you know, we kind of lose people as the year. Well, we lost two last year, you know, as the year went along. So one slipped and fell on some ice. And not curling ice, but just outside ice.
Outside ice. So didn't have his curling shoes on then.
That's right. But no, it's I think we're okay. We'll see how the year goes.
Yeah.
I know one's away for a month in November, so we're already, you know, down to four.
Apparently I've got a curling problem because I joined a second club this year.
Yeah, you do have a curling problem.
Yeah, so we'll see.
So what nights are you curling?
I'm playing Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night.
Wow. Wow. Aren't you on call Monday night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be difficult.
Well, it's only difficult if I get called out.
Yeah.
That's all.
Everybody calls Steve on Monday night.
Okay, yeah, for, there we go. You know, yes, okay, yeah. All right, here we go.
So I got a question. This is a big one because I am 4 bags out of my 200 bags of leaves that I have bagged already.
You started.
And this question is, leaves in my vent, how can I stop it?
Well, get rid of the leaves is the easiest thing. Please don't put a screen over it. You'll come to regret that decision because screens actually, there's pressure switches inside your furnace. So when the venter motor starts up, which is the first thing that happens, because it has to check to make sure that it's getting air into the combustion chamber and it's exhausting air out of the combustion chamber. So if you've got a screen or something and those pressure switches aren't matching up, it won't start. So you won't start because you've maybe sucked some leaves into it, and it may not start because you put a screen over it to stop the leaves from, just rake the leaves.
Right. That's the only solution.
Rake the leaves. Yeah.
And when we, you know, we're going to have to go to a break here in a few minutes or a few seconds. And when we come back, we'll maybe talk of what people should do to get that furnace ready.
Right.
Because we're coming to that time.
We certainly are, right?
We need to flip it over.
Yeah.
But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Well, I know the song, I just don't know the artist.
So what's the song?
It's your song.
From?
Elton John.
Okay, and you don't know the artist.
I don't know. No, I don't
big know. Big artist. Well, not big in size, but big artist.
Big artist.
Big artist.
Taylor Swift?
No. Before Taylor Swift.
Before Taylor. I don't know.
Okay, well, you'll have to keep... we'll see if you know the next one. So you don't know the theme then now. So.
Well, no.
Okay. Well, we'll wait. We'll see.
Other artists doing popular songs? I don't know.
Okay, well, we have to wait and see. So we were talking before the break about getting your furnace ready for the winter.
You know how many female singers there are on the planet?
Yeah, but this one, like Steve, this one you should know. Like, there's female artists.
Well,
I
hear 4 or 5 bars, and I'm supposed to know.
Yes, that like with this artist.
Really,
boom.
just supposed to know.
Yeah. Okay. Even a movie star, as well as a singer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
No.
She's big.
She is big, yeah. Still alive. This artist is still alive.
Oh, see, now we're getting someplace. See, you're giving me all these little hints.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, how do we get our furnace ready for the winter? What should we be doing?
Turning it on. Oh, do you want more information?
I would like the correct information.
Oh, you want the correct information. Well, I'm just giving you enough information just so you can...
guess what
it's supposed to be. Anyway, you need to book a maintenance. If you haven't had a maintenance done, please book maintenance. So if you're not using us, whoever your service provider is, call them. Get your maintenance booked. I mean, it's a gas appliance. It needs to be looked at every single year. You don't decide this year I'm not going to change the oil in my car. It's ridiculous, right? So your furnace needs the same type of TLC that your car does. Your furnace runs more than your car does. Like your furnace runs all the time. So it's even running to use to run your cooling. So it needs to be looked at on a regular basis. So book your maintenance. If you haven't changed the filter lately, change your filter. If you have a humidifier, get them to check your humidifier. If you're doing it yourself, then make sure you put a new pad in. Don't look at it and go, oh, that's okay, I don't need to put a pad in. If you ran the humidifier last year, you need to put a new pad in. So those are just some simple things. If you have an older thermostat and you need batteries, put the batteries in. Go outside, check the vents, make sure the vents are clear. But you need to do your due diligence. And just because it was okay last year doesn't mean it's going to be okay this year. So please just do your due diligence, call, and get your maintenance booked. Is that okay?
That's good, yeah.
Thank you.
I had written down here, book a maintenance, do the filter, turn on the humidifier.
Yeah. So, thanks.
And rake your leaves away from your vent.
I said check your vent.
Yeah. So, you know, that's good. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Can't get the song, but you can at least talk about getting your furnace ready.
Wow, Juan, do you see what I put up with every day? See?
I know. I deal with you guys every Saturday, and I love it.
Okay. All right. Well said.
Now, I had a customer. Now, we should thank you.
For what?
Thank you, Steve.
Okay,
this
here
week,
we go.
This week, you were on the phones for the whole week.
I was.
Vanessa was on vacation.
Yeah.
And you stepped in and sat down and answered the phones.
Yeah.
And we should thank. I had a couple listeners say to me, we listened to you Saturday. It's really great. That's why I called. And I think I heard you once have a listener say to you. So,
yes.
You know, if you do call in, please mention to Vanessa or whoever answers the phone. You listen to the show. We'd like to hear that.
We do.
But thank you, Steve, for helping me in the office.
And you know what?
Week.
You get me for another week yet.
Why?
Well, because Vanessa's off next week, too.
No.
Oh.
No. Not that I know. Do you know something I don't know?
I don't know. I was just looking at the computer, but yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no. She's back on. She's going to come in on Monday, but she's back on Tuesday.
Okay.
So we'll send you back out to the beautiful world.
The beautiful world of sales. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
But thank you. I just, you know, you'd never say I thank you enough, so I thought I would do that.
Someone put something in his drink?
I've been up since 3 o'clock. Oh.
There, now we're coming to the truth.
We a customer called him, had a humidifier, had a drum-style humidifier. What's a drum-style?
Drum-style, it's got that foam rubber thing around that wheel, and it has a tray of water that fills up, and there's a little floaty thing in there, and the floaty thing is supposed to keep the water at a certain level, but if that floaty thing, after some time, gets calcified, it kind of sticks in the down position and keeps the water running. In which case, that valve will stay open and it'll spill a lot of water into your furnace room.
So it did. It flooded the furnace room, which then went out into his new carpet.
Oh, so it ran a long time then.
So he wants to replace it. So number one, do you sell humidifiers?
Yes, we sell humidifiers. And it's not just humidifiers. I mean, we actually ask certain questions in order to find out what humidifier we'd recommend for you.
And then what types of humidifiers do we sell?
We call them what they call bypass. So a bypass humidifier is the most popular model these days. It has a little pad in it. It's got a solenoid valve, and it's connected to a controller. And what happens is if the burners are on in your furnace, so it's heating and you need moisture, the solenoid valve opens up and delivers water through this pad, and then we blow hot air through it. When the furnace shuts down, the water shuts down. So there's never any standing water inside of that tray. So that's one style. The second style is steam. So steam is a unit that sits on this. It's in the furnace room, and then we have an injection nozzle which leaves the steam unit, and it goes right into the ductwork. We tie that into the fan system because when that unit turns on, we have to speed up the fan of the furnace in order to deliver that steam into the airstream. So it's more for if you need precise humidity control in your home, I mean precise, then we would recommend steam. If you just have humidity and you, like some people, their homes are larger, and if you've got a larger home, a bypass humidifier won't deliver the amount of humidity you need. Like you need 3 or 4 bypass humidifiers on your furnace, which is kind of ridiculous. So one steam unit can look after a larger home. So we look at all that when we're in your home making recommendations for you, especially when it comes to humidity.
And none of them need maintenance.
They all need maintenance. Every one of them, yeah. Steam has a canister in there, and when that canister, because it's on volume of water, so when that canister gets used up, then you have to replace it. Could that happen in a year? Yep. Could it happen shorter than a year? I guess it depends on how much moisture that house needs, but there is a canister in there. And then the bypass humidifiers have a pad that need to be replaced every year.
And, you know, they're not like $100, right? These things can go from $700 to $2,000,
yeah,
depending which one you're getting.
Well, steam needs a certain amount of electricity to drive it typically you need to have, like, it's a 208, 230 volt humidifier, so it requires more voltage. A bypass humidifier doesn't need any voltage.
Now, last week after the show, we were going on a road trip.
Right.
You didn't get enough of me at the show, so you wanted to go for a two-hour drive. And then,
well, it ended up being longer than that because I had to drive home with you too, right?
Where did we head to last week?
We went to Oakville to the Points Bet Curling. Yeah, in the Oakville, I don't know, it was a community center or something, but it was, so there was a, we saw Rachel Homan play.
Carrie Anderson.
No, Black.
Black. Well, yeah, the first game.
Yeah. And then we saw Carrie Anderson play Caitlin Laws. Yeah.
Yep. And then we had so much fun, we stayed.
Right, to see the men's. And we saw Crothers play Gushu. And we saw, Matt Dunstone.
Yep.
And who did he play?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah.
You were too busy on getting on social media. Like, you know, they pull up the social media and there's Steve talking to a guy. I'm just eating my popcorn.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I do,
and
right?
There you were there.
Yeah.
In the VIP section.
In the VIP section, yes, that's
they
right.
They had no chairs.
No chairs, just had
not
to stand.
Not that we're complaining, Oakville, but you had no chairs.
Standing room
the
only.
VIP section.
They had chairs the second game.
Yes, they
when
did.
We weren't in the VIP area. Yeah. We just didn't know the right people, apparently. We weren't real VIPs, apparently, right?
Well, hey, when we moved up into the crowd, the guy sitting in front of us thought I was a VIP because when I left, he turned to me and says, is that guy
someone famous in curling? And I went, no. Nope, he's not. Yeah. And please don't sask him. That'll go right to his head.
Yeah, dude. He was good helping me with my marketing for that.
Yes, he was. You know, yeah, for the points.
Shoot
bet.
For
yeah.
the stars yes. and don't buck it up.
Right.
So it was lots of work. Lots of fun things.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. They did a good job, and who knows? Maybe I could be in London one day. You never know.
Or St. Thomas.
Or St. Thomas.
Don't forget about a little St. Thomas over there. You know, we've got an arena with ice and, yeah.
Do you?
Joe Thornton, yeah.
Isn't it called the Timken Center?
Is it?
It was.
No, it's called the Joe Thornton. What are you talking about? Yeah. Who's Timken anyways?
Canadian Timken Bearing Manufacturing Company.
I don't recall.
Yeah. What was the Canron?
Canron Iron, Canron yep. Steel, yeah.
Was where, yep. you know, in that area too for years.
It was, yeah.
It was a big factory in that, so.
Yeah. Clark Equipment. I mean, you can just kind of go on and on and on.
Yep, we could. But we got to take a break. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Is this like a tribute to Elton John or something?
Close, but...
It's a tribute to Elton John.
Close.
What do you mean close?
That's not how I have things written here.
I don't care how you have things written. You've just played two Elton John songs.
Yeah, well, who sung that one?
That almost sounded like Elton John, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Elton John. So stretch that here. What's this, charades? They can't see this, but I'm going to stretch...
I'm stretching.
Stretch. So you're going to wait for the third song?
Of course I am.
Okay. All right. So question then. I had a company in my home to service my furnace. They saw I was running a dehumidifier. which I run all year long in my basement. And they immediately told me I should have a whole home dehumidifier. I've never heard of such a thing. Should I have one? Am I, and or are they selling me?
Well, I mean, I wish it was just that easy. There's a lot more, I think, there's a lot more going on than just the whole home dehumidifier or the fact that the customer is running a dehumidifier, because I see it all the time. In a basement, if you don't have, first thing I look for is a cold air return. If you don't have a cold air return in that basement, the reason you're running your dehumidifier is because that basement's not part of your HVAC system. So it's interesting, in the wintertime, you need moisture. So why are you running a dehumidifier in the basement if you need moisture? So, I mean, you really need to, first of all, if you don't have a cold air return air in that living space down in the basement, you need to put one in or two in. Now that rooms are actually part of the system, because with no cold air return, they're not part of the system. So you need to take air out of there. And so in the wintertime, if it's moist down there and it's trapped, you're pulling that moisture away, as well as you're pulling the cooler air away, and that moisture can be used to spread throughout the entire house. So you may not have to run your humidifier quite as much. So that's the first thing I look at. I would have the customer try that first before I would recommend a whole home dehumidifier. Same thing would happen in the summertime, because when there's high moisture there and the cooling sits down in that basement, you're going to want to pull air out of that area, pull cold air out of that area. And if it's moist as well, then if you can't get air out of that room, it can't go past the evaporator coil. If it can't get past the evaporator coil, it can't dehumidify. So all those things matter. Keep in mind, we only put cold air returns in rooms that you want to be comfortable in. So 50, 60 years ago, you might have had a cold air return on the main floor and one on the second floor. That's not the way it is today. Today, we put them in every single room except for kitchens and bathrooms. So, we're very strategic as to where we place them. In a lower level, like a basement, they're low to the ground. On the second level, they're high on the wall. So, because we're trying to take air from the two extremes. So, just keep that in mind. Now, if you've got cold air returned in those areas and you still have a moisture problem, then yes, I would probably at that point in time recommend a whole home dehumidifier, which is going to, it's like a little portable dehumidifier, except it's for the entire house. So keep that in mind. It's not always the answer, but in some cases it is.
Now, a whole home dehumidifier will put heat into the area that it's in?
Yeah, it'll put a little bit of heat because there's a compressor in that box, and so the compressor will create some heat. So that's part of the issue. But so does that portable dehumidifier they're running. That portable dehumidifier is putting heat in that environment as well. So there's always more going on. So instead of trying to find a Band-Aid solution, try to get to the root cause, which is what we try to do, get to the root cause, figure it out, and make recommendations at that point in time.
That was a pretty good answer, Steve.
Thanks. That's, I've been doing this a while.
I thanked you twice today, remember that.
Okay. So.
Next question says, I have a new system in my home that has an Ecobee thermostat installed with it. I have received mixed messages regarding my fan. A salesperson stated the fan should run all the time. The service tech stated I should run the fan on auto. Which one is correct?
Well, that really depends on the homeowner. You know, you can run your fan any way you want. So I'll just say this. Constant fan operation, so having your fan run in the on position, especially on these new variable speed furnaces, keep in mind that keeping the fan running helps equalize the temperature in your house, so it's always mixing cold and hot air together, and so instead of you having a temperature differential from the basement to the main floor to the second floor, it's going to be, it may not be perfect, but it'll be closer than it is if you just have it running in auto. Keep in mind that you're only filtering air when the fan's running, so if you spent money on a better air filter because you see the value in better indoor air quality, The only way that furnace is going to, the only way you're going to filter the air is if you have that fan running. So it's kind of counterproductive if you have a nice filter and you're not allowing it to operate. Same thing with humidity. Same thing with fresh air. If you have any indoor air product at all, like a UV light or a humidifier or an HRV or an air filter, you need to run the fan. If not, those products aren't doing what they're meant to do. So better temperature control, better humidity control, better indoor air quality that you're going to be breathing in your house, all because you run the fan. So I guess I'm a pro fan runner, not a not an auto. Now, you go away on holidays for a couple of weeks, yeah, turn it to auto. You don't have to have it running all the time. But keep in mind that if you, like you, you have your fan running all the time because you need that better air quality in your home. So it's an individual thing.
I'm feeling the allergies this time of year with the goldenrod in out there, and I need that being filtered all the time.
Yes.
So I have my little oasis.
Now, maybe the technician who's recommending to you not to run the fan all the time doesn't have any allergies or any air, you know, maybe because that's the way they run their furnace at home. Fine, that's fine. So it's an individual thing. I consult with my clients. I tell them the benefits of both, and they can run it any way they want.
And some of these new thermostats come with a room sensor, a Wi-Fi room sensor. Do they work or?
Well, all that, what that room sensor does, it just takes an average mean, like an average temperature. So if you've got an Ecobee, they call it Little B. It's just it's an occupancy sensor.
Little B?
Little B.
Little B.
Yeah, kind of like the transformer. Anyway, so Little B just sits wherever you put them. And so really it's just an occupant sensor. If you walk in the room, you can set that sensor for whatever temperature. So if it's an area which is typically cooler or warmer, you can set a different temperature on that. So when you walk into that room, it sees you and it says, oh, you're in this room. I'm going to try and make it cooler or warmer for you. Now, it's a balancing thing. When that happens, your system's coming on. So where the main thermostat is, it's going to get cooler or warmer depending on whether you're running cooling or air or heating. So just keep that in mind. But it does average things out.
Now, does Ecobee with Little B give money to the bees to save bees?
What? Oh, you mean save trees?
No, bees. To save the bees, like the honeybees. And you know
I have no idea. I have no idea. I do not know the answer to that question.
I thought you had all the answers.
Well, so did I until just now. I have no idea if the Eco Bee or the Little Bee gives money to save the bees. I don't know.
Yeah, we might send them an email, say that would be a good thing to do when it's in your name. Now, air conditioner cover, a question came in, says, when should I put my air conditioning cover on?
You know, seeing how I'm going to get this wrong, I'm going to defer this to you.
You put it on the minute you stop using your air conditioner. You wash it down.
The minute.
And you decide you're done with it. You put the cover on. If it's an older air conditioner, turn the breaker off. If it's a communicating air conditioner, you have to leave the breaker on or you'll get error messages on your thermostat.
I see. What happens if you've forgotten your air conditioner cover's on and all of a sudden it's warm that day and you turn your air conditioner on? What happens?
You will cause a problem. It will not work, number one, and it could cut off on high pressure.
On the compressor. Okay.
So we don't want that.
No, we do not. Hence, that's why sometimes you turn the breaker off in the older units, right?
Yeah. So I want you, we're going to take a break here, but
Thank goodness.
You to put those, your listening ears on. It's the last song.
There's two more songs. There's two more songs.
Well, the song, you're done when we're going
out.
I'm
not done. So, I get to hear the last one too.
But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Another Elton John song. Well, isn't
there you go. Yeah, another Elton John. Do you know the singer?
I don't know the singer.
Oh,
But apparently it's not about the singer, is it? It's about the fact that Elton John's retiring. He's not doing any more songs, so his tours. No. Yeah.
So it was Lady Gaga.
Okay, so.
Was the first one.
Okay.
That you should know.
Lady Gaga, yeah.
John Bon Jovi.
Okay, great.
And Miley Cyrus.
Okay, and these all are singing Elton John songs.
Elton John songs sung by other artists.
Didn't I? Oh, my goodness. Right? Yeah.
And the last one, I should tell you, which you can't say, is going to be The Bitch Is Back by Tina Turner.
Okay. I would have figured that one out. You should have played that one sooner.
That's why it's last. Kind of don't want to make it easy for you.
Okay.
Okay?
I didn't.
So you said Elton John song. But
I said a tribute to Elton John.
But, see, it isn't. It isn't a tribute.
I said sung by other artists, but it's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
I said song sung by other artists.
Listen, I'm jumping here.
Yeah, thanks, Juan.
I'll give it to you. It was pretty close. It was super close.
I appreciate that one. Yeah.
Oh, now I got two against one here.
Well,
no, I got your back too.
Not usually. Pretty close. Not usually. Yeah.
All right. Well, back to the questions. This one's simple. What is Sears?
Sears is a department store. Sears no, Roebuck?
Sears closed.
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah.
But Sear, the rating for...
Oh, the S-E-E-R rating.
That's it.
Seasonal Energy Efficiency Ratio. And it is, I tell customers, the easiest way for me to explain it to you is that's the electrical rating. It's kind of like miles per gallon on your car. So the higher the Sear number, the less electricity it uses. So you... the minimum in Canada these days is 14, so keep that in mind. The heat pumps that we're recommending these days are 20 SEER units, so they are very, very, very efficient.
See, I used to use a $20 bill as an example.
Okay.
So like if you had put $20 of electricity in, you get $14 for a 14 SEER. But now that we have 20, I got to move it up to a $30 bill.
Do you? There's no such thing as a $30 bill.
$50 bill. Now, we should do a shout-out to Tex and Scott Coulter.
Okay.
Celebrating their 50th anniversary of Coulter Pharmacy.
Congratulations. That's a great milestone.
Yep. They had us down on...
us?
Thursday. Well, they had me down on Thursday to the London Executive Association.
Yeah, I don't remember going, but yes.
And then Mike Stubbs was there yesterday doing his show live.
Wow.
But they're giving 50% off. Scott doesn't want me to say this on the air again. So everybody go down there. You get 50% off.
And how long is that for?
Yeah, just the weekend.
Just the weekend.
So that's why you got to get there.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not on everything. Like,
what do you mean
prescription drugs isn't 50% off?
That's too bad.
He's your legal drug dealer. So, you know, but.
Okay.
Definitely drop in and say hello. It was quite an accomplishment.
I'll know how
that feels, yeah. And so it was nice to see the family there. And Scott's wife is now involved as a pharmacist there as well.
Hey, awesome.
So it's going to carry.
Very good.
That's very cool.
All right.
Yeah. So you know now, what do you and Juan want to talk about? Because you know, obviously, I'm.
You have no more questions.
I am out of questions.
Well, see, there you
and
go.
And I can't pick on you anymore because we've been 2-1 that you got it this time, the song.
Okay, so you're at a standstill.
And I've answered all my little special things, except I haven't talked about this up to $7,100 rebate.
Up to, yeah, that's correct.
And
yes.
What's that for?
Well, that's for the greener home rebate. So it's a federal rebate. So now, not everybody gets that, which is why it says up to. So if you're not an Enbridge customer, you're not going to get as much money as if you are an Enbridge customer. So keep that in mind. If you're out in the rural route and you're on fuel oil or propane, you're not going to get the same amount of money as someone who's an Enbridge customer on natural gas. So keep that in mind. But we explain all that to you when we're out in your home when we're doing these consultations. So we try to explain all that to you as well.
What if I'm on oil?
That's what I just said. If you're on oil, you don't get that. You're not listening. He's not listening. Okay.
I have a question, actually.
Great.
So now that all the leaf are going down and the air conditioned unit is outside.
Yes.
Can I just spray that like with water?
Just hose it down? Like? Yeah. Just hose it down. Yep.
Can I power wash it or not?
Well, we don't recommend power washing because some people get too close and they'll bend the aluminum fins over and then you're really in trouble. Yeah. So just a regular hose with a nozzle on it would be fine. And just on a 45 degree angle, one, start from the top and just wash
start
it
going
down.
On.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, if you have an air conditioning cover, you should put that on as well.
When is a good time to do it? Because, like, this year has been, like, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
Yeah, so when you are going to run your furnace and continue to run your furnace and not even think about turning your air conditioner back on, then that's when you cover it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I do mine in November because I run my, my air conditioner, even today, my air conditioner same. Will be on and running.
Yeah, so. Same. I told you guys I have one even personal in my own studio.
Yeah.
But I have the air conditioner going even today. So
yeah. Not me. I typically open a window.
Really? There's too many spiders out there.
Right. What? Oh, come on. Yes.
Yeah, I saw one in my house today. I had to kill them. They're coming. They're coming for it, Steve. The spiders.
Oh, my word. Okay. Wow. They're tiny, right? They're tiny spiders.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can still kill
a
you.
Spider.
What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't get that memo. Yeah. All right. Okay. Interesting. All right. So you already had your Thanksgiving dinner?
Yep. We had it last night at Jessie, and she did a really good job, honest. And she even made my fruit jello.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So.
You know the kind at church bazaars, that fruit jello with the, yeah. Really, really nice.
But when I left, guess what she did? Well, you'd take the rest
of
this
whole.
I'm
sure she had taken because she's not eating that stuff. Yeah,
so,
no.
No, I was the only one who ate it. So she even did that little extra. I told her I would critique her today on the radio on the fruit jello, whether, you know, with the 1 to 10.
And did it pass the fruit jello?
It was a 9.
A 9?
I was a 9.
So you know. I have a complaint.
Yeah.
Where are leftovers?
Right. She did. She packaged up all the leftovers, but I never got to take any. They all went in her fridge.
Wow. Okay.
But she had a ham and a turkey.
Wow.
And some kind of casserole. Don't ask me. I didn't eat that.
You didn't eat it.
Yeah,
because if you can't.
Stuffing, mashed potatoes, corn, carrots, Caesar salad.
You ate the vegetables?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Okay. Corn.
Yeah. And carrots? Then, do you have carrots?
No, I didn't have any carrots. I just wear glasses. I don't.
I see. Okay. Okay. Interesting.
But she did, and then they had a blueberry.
Oh, blueberry
and some
pie
kind of
or
other
cobbler
pie.
Oh, blueberry pie. Very
but
nice.
But I had fruit jello.
I'm sure. And ice. Did she have ice cream for you?
She
too?
Did have ice cream, but yeah, I didn't have any ice cream because they can't put that on the.
Now
jello.
The big question I have for you about this little thing is: now you went. Was Tundra allowed to go?
No.
Oh. No. Ouch.
There was three dogs there. But Tundra was not allowed.
Because she knows Tundra would take over the party.
Yeah, she would. She would have had lots of fun. The dogs would have been running around. Everybody would have had a great time.
Yeah, they'd had a great time. All right. Yeah. Who's the crazy white dog?
Yeah. Barking out back. Now, there was a skunk when I left, so I was kind of glad that the Tundra wasn't there.
I see.
Because that skunk and Tundra would have been face to face.
Interesting.
Talking about what are you doing here?
Right. Okay. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yep, was a good time. And I want to do a shout out to Devin and the morning show, but Taylor. Every time I start driving and Taylor's only on for a short period, but she's really good. I enjoy listening to her opinions and them going. So, you know, I might invite her in here to do the show.
Is that right?
To take your spot.
Take my spot. Okay, well.
She'll get the songs.
I'm sure she will, yes, but she won't be able to answer any HVAC questions, so it really depends on what you want to do, right?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. I never know.
Yeah, I mean, it is a show on answering questions about heating and air conditioning.
And curling.
Does she know anything about curling?
I don't think so.
Okay. She knows a lot about sports, I'll tell you that.
Oh, does she? Okay.
A lot about sports,
Okay. So invite her in.
We'll have to see.
Okay.
I'll send.
She might say, "Peter, who?"
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. Yeah. No.
I don't suppose she'll be like Mike. She won't be calling in to say, "No, no, I listen to you." Yeah.
Leave it to me. I get you guys. I'll ask her to be here. Okay.
Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.